This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Is it a good morning? I don't know. Well, no, it's not, because we're Pittsburgh fans. And that loss yesterday was frustrating. So I'm not going to talk about that right away. I'm going to give you guys a chance to get a phone line. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also talk to me on X at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. But call, tweet. Do you know about what? Yeah. Let's start with this, though, because this made me laugh. So on Friday, Pitt Women's Volleyball won their game in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They're going to move on to round two now. They swept the match. They won the first three sets. And so that's good news. That's exciting. And during the game, during the first set, the announcer made a comment based on the score, right? They played a 25 through the first four sets, and then it's 15 if it gets to a fifth set. So, you know, there's constant scoring going on back and forth. It's volleyball, right? And listen to this call.
Clicker receives. Now Fairbanks to Torrey Stafford. Back row kill. A Stafford strike for Pitt. And it gives the Panthers their favorite score, 13-9.
And you know who I thought of right when that announcement was made? Adam Crowley, of course. 13-9. Great score. 13-9. Pitt's favorite score. I thought that was funny that I heard that, because I was producing on Friday night and I had to cut it to let Adam Crowley remind him of 13-9 and think about how that applies to many sports. But great call there. Great call. Indeed. And that made me smile. It also made me smile to see that Jim Leland, well-deserving, will be in the Hall of Fame as a manager. Three-time manager of the year, World Series champion in 97. Had plenty of success with the Pirates for 10, 11 seasons. So he, well-deserved. I'm trying to think of good news because I don't know where to start. Okay, the big thing is the Steelers lost. Okay, let's get to that. Let's just face it head on. What do we do? What in the world? It's frustrating to know that the Steelers could have gotten an advantage in the division and in the conference because the Chiefs lost, and I believe it's the Dolphins that have the top seed. They're the best of the AFC teams right now. That to me is nuts. And it would be more frustrating of a loss if the Browns would have won, but the Browns didn't win. The Chiefs lost. And here we are now. The Steelers still have a wild card spot and still have the tiebreaker over the Browns, because right now the Steelers have a better record in division. Right? They split their season series, and then it goes to how have you done against divisional opponents, and the Steelers have that favorite. Now, the Ravens were going to still be leading the division no matter what. But now this, I mean, it hurts the Steelers in some ways because they could have taken an advantage over the Browns and didn't, but the Browns are still throwing it away. The Chiefs seem like they're throwing it away. The AFC is technically competitive this year, but it's not in a way you thought. You thought you'd have more dominant teams break out and you know, maybe the Steelers could capitalize when teams like the Browns struggle, and they didn't. Now, I heard some terms being thrown around that that this is Mike Tomlin's worst loss of his career. I mean, we've been saying that every time they've lost this season, so I don't know where the standard is for Mike Tomlin based on what, you know, he's working with. And for all of the people who've called me or posted on X at me about the Steelers getting lucky and the Steelers being super fortunate, they had the opposite of luck in this game. When do you ever see a weather delay in a football game? When do you ever see thunder and lightning in December? Yeah, that was yesterday. On top of that, Kenny Pickett trying to do perhaps a little too much, right? So close to the goal line, so close to scoring a touchdown, and yet a play that ultimately got him hurt. Several other prominent Steelers going down with injury, Isaac Seumalo being one of them. TJ Watt was like hurt in a minor way, which I'm sure scared us all. So they didn't get lucky in this game at all. Like, there were so many factors that went against them in this game. I still like to maintain that if Kenny Pickett would have played through, they may have found a way to win, but they were still struggling in the middle of the game. This was not a game like last week where they were, or the week prior, I mean, where they, against the Bengals, were gaining all these yards. They didn't score much, but they were moving the football consistently. It wasn't like that. Which also injects some worry into our souls, right? But they're still in the playoff hunt, very much so. Well, they have a wild card spot, so they're technically not in the hunt. They have a spot right now if the season ended today. I don't know. I have not known how to feel this entire season. I still don't know how to feel about many things right now. Like, I want to be mad, and I think I am upset. Again, because when you can capitalize on another team struggling like the Browns and create separation, you want to do that. And against a team with two wins, you wanted to do that. Adam Crowley has persuaded me a little bit as well on the defensive front. Like, the defense keeps the Steelers in the game most of the time, and it just seems like there's one drive every game where the defense just struggles real bad. They struggle immensely. I'm sure you can guess which one it was that I'm referring to in this game in particular. They had a few poor drives where they let up scores, but the big one was the 99 yards. The Cardinals were on the one, and the Steelers had failed to score with Mitch Trubisky after Kenny Pickett got hurt, and the Cardinals drove 99 yards to score a touchdown. That's just one of those things that you really can't let happen. And like, we scrutinized that more because it was a pivotal point in the game. And usually when the Steelers have won, we haven't been as critical of the defense. But I'm on board a little bit with what Crowley's saying. I mean, they can make a stop, and there wasn't much of an excuse. The offense was doing well enough to that point in the game that the defense should not have been so fatigued. Like, you've got to make stops when your opponent is on the one. I mean, that's just one of those things that has to happen. So it is frustrating that the defense gives up crucial drives every game. It just so happens that the offense has pulled it together late enough that they've been able to win more than they've lost to this point in the season. But that's just frustrating because, I mean, these are these little wins against these teams that you felt like you had a hold on, and that's been a theme of Mike Tomlin for the last 5-6 years, is playing down to competition, playing down to opponents. I believe Troy from Mount Washington or somebody else called in before and said, I think a week or two ago, don't put the cart before the horse. You still have to play these games. They're not just gimmies. The Steelers seem to give away gimmies. And this felt like one of those games that the Steelers could have won and did not. Now, there's also something else we learned, too, because there's a big factor in this game to consider, is that Kenny Pickett did not play the whole game. Kenny Pickett was already on the injury report coming into this game and was removed after trying to dive for a touchdown, which means that Mitch Trubisky had to come in and play quarterback, and oh boy, he is no longer a fan favorite here in Pittsburgh. I'm going to say he's just not talented enough at this point. Like, I want to have faith in all the guys at the Steelers have on the roster, and I feel like he would have been a nice story to, you know, leave Chicago after being a first-round choice, top-three pick. several years ago and making something of himself with such an illustrious team like the Steelers. And I thought it would have been a great story, but the reality of the situation is that he is not, I mean, he's not a guy you can have come into a game like Kenny Pickett's not, many perceive that he's not that great and he has not played like he's that great. But the fact that when Kenny Pickett exits a game, I feel like I clench in terror because I know, and I think many of you may agree, that you know when Mitch comes in, you don't know what you're going to get, but you also are pretty certain that if he comes in, he's not going to play well. So, yeah, I mean, when's it time to say goodbye to him, to say, you know what, this isn't going to work. We either got to draft another option. We got to give Mason Rudolph one last ride. Maybe sign somebody else for cheap that could play a little bit better. Like it was so comforting when I was growing up when Charlie Batch would come into a game and you didn't fear that Ben Roethlisberger wasn't in the game, that Charlie Batch could handle it. They had Bruce Gradkowski for a little while. And you had faith when he would come into a game. Now it's like with Trubisky, I think we learned ultimately that he is not the guy after this game as well, that, you know, he couldn't play well enough to contribute to the Steelers winning. Losing some of the linemen as well did not help, I don't think, and he was being pressured a lot. But Kenny Pickett seemed like he was handling the pressure a lot better last week and this week. And, you know, and it's a shame that he got hurt. I mean, he made a very aggressive play. The Steelers also made an aggressive play. I'm not going to be frustrated with them going for it, too, on that fourth down and one to the goal. Because that's an aggressive play. It's a likely play where you win. They use Najee Harris, who usually pummels through the defense. It wasn't a bad call. It's more on the defense for not getting a stop. That's Tomlin and the other play callers trusting the defense to get a stop if the offense doesn't get in there. Not kicking a field goal there was not a bad decision. So it seems like they're making overall better decisions. There were some dumb penalties in the game that were frustrating. He landed Roberts going helmet to helmet on that one play. It was just ridiculous. And then making contact with a guy, making a fair catch was ridiculous. It's just, I'm back and forth. It's so frustrating just understanding like some of the factors in that game where the Steelers were certainly in control. I mean, there were several things in their case too that were not in their control, but there were also still so many things in their control that may have played a role in them staying in the game or being able to come back to win or not even getting down in the first place. And they just didn't happen. And it's one of those things now where, again, it's like, how do you feel? How am I supposed to feel? I don't know all of what to tell you to feel out there necessarily because the Browns didn't win. The Chiefs didn't win. The best teams in the NFL really are not that far. Not in the NFL, I'm sorry, in the AFC. The best teams in the AFC are conceivably not that far from where the Steelers are. The Steelers still have a wild card spot. The Steelers still have the tiebreaker over the Browns. And they're still contending for the division. It's not out of hand. There's also the concern, though, I get that too, and I'm concerned about it as well, that if they make the playoffs, they're just going to get bounced in the first round again. And to me, at this point, not winning a playoff game this season is a deal breaker. At some point, if you're going to have winning is the standard, and the standard is the standard, right? You got to win a playoff game at some point, or it doesn't mean anything. Like the contention for the season, like it can be entertaining to see if they'll make the playoffs and make it feel like making the playoffs is what the Super Bowl should feel like, but making the playoffs isn't the end of the season. making the playoffs isn't the end of the line. And especially where the routine has been set for the Steelers, it's make the playoffs, get bounced out early, or barely miss in these last few seasons. And it's either, I mean, I'm still supporting tearing it down and starting over, just drafting better, having better draft position. I mean, with all the signings that they had in the offseason, it felt like they weren't going to do that, and that the players that they acquired were going to lead this team to better success. I just have doubts that they can win a playoff game if they make it. That's my absolute biggest concern. If they don't make the playoffs, if they make the playoffs, they're going to get outed in the first round. That's my biggest concern. And I don't think, I mean, as Steeler fans, I mean, if they have some humbleness to say, hey, we're gonna break it down, we're gonna start again. Nobody would fault them for having a season or two where they struggle, I don't think. But the fact that there's just a lot of arrogance that seems to be boasted from that organization, where they don't tear it down and they insist that they can win and they can always contend, but you know, as they make the playoffs, they can't make a legitimate run at the Super Bowl. That's just frustrating. You want the big prize. The prize for the Steelers at this point shouldn't be making the playoffs. They've already been there. They've already done that recently. And we may long for the days of the playoffs and being in contention and being entertained like that. If the Steelers were to struggle, you know, way down the line in the future, we can all look back to the glory days where Mike Tomlin never had a losing season and they were always in playoff talks. But, I mean, right now the routine just, it's not satisfying. I mean, it's an entertaining season when you go week to week to week. But by the time the playoffs come around and you just feel like they're not going to win, or maybe they finish 9-8 and they don't make the playoffs at all, it's just rough. And I don't have the words. You can still call, though, 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, some of your calls, if you want, some of your ex-posts as well. And then the Fan Morning Show pre-show follows this show at 540 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84lumber.com. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, taking you in for a couple more minutes here. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check Red Tag Bonus Sale going on now through December 4th, sunchevy.com. Today, high of 45, low of 38, mostly cloudy skies throughout the day. And then tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain with a high of 39 and a low of 34. Again, that's Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So just kind of wrapping up my version of Steeler talk here, because I, again, still don't know how to feel, don't know what this team really is capable of, and I worry that they won't make a solid run at the playoffs if they even make it there. I mean, they're still 7-5 though, so that's not terrible. I mean, they're in it. And seeing that the Browns and Chiefs lost yesterday and now the Dolphins have the number one spot in the AFC, that all just gives you confidence and makes you terrified at the same time. Or at least it does for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.